Trustees for Alaska filed a lawsuit in federal court today alleging the Alaska Railroad and Aurora Energy are violating the Clean Water Act every time coal is loaded onto barges at Seward. The suit comes after residents of Seward have complained for years that fugitive dust from coal piles and coal falling off conveyors is polluting Resurrection Bay and the lungs of Seward residents. Attorney Austin Williams says trustees gets complaints from residents when windy conditions blow coal dust around the community or loading of coal for shipment is taking place.
Any time that the conveyor is operated, loading coal onto transport ships, we get reports of, you know, significant volumes of coal falling into the bay from the conveyor structure.
Williams says it's not known how much coal makes its way into Resurrection Bay, but he says photographic documentation shows coal dust and coal falling from the conveyor, as well as coal being pushed into the bay during snow removal. He says trustees filed a 60-day letter of intent to sue more than 60 days ago and had no response from either the Alaska Railroad or Aurora Energy, a Usabelli Coal Company division.
You know, it really is unfortunate that this issue has escalated as it has, but short of filing the lawsuit, there really aren't any other ways for us to get real action from the railroad or Aurora Energy towards resolving this issue.
William says residents of Seward have complained to the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the EPA, but have not had their complaints addressed. He says trustees would like the Alaska Railroad and Aurora Energy to acknowledge there have been ongoing violations of the Clean Water Act and to resolve it.
Really, this can be solved by taking, you know, the appropriate measures to prevent continued discharge of coal dust into the bay and obtaining a Clean Water Act permit.
Calls for comment to the Alaska Railroad, Aurora Energy, Usabelli Coal, and DEC were not returned.